Have a blessing and welcome to all the dear families that are in the room. And for those that are listening on the phone and the dear soul that will be listening to this recording on a later date, have a welcome. And we're so glad that you all are here joining us for worship. On this blessed Sabbath, November 1st, 2014, we are still reading from Desire of Ages. We are in chapter 21, entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin Part 2, and this will be lesson number 100. Before we begin our study, we would like to have opening song, and this song is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, O ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, O ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your soul. Oh, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Oh, my yoke is easy. Come, come, amen, indeed, yes, first. If at this moment, we would like to ask the little ones, mommies or daddies, for opening prayer. Voila.
If we could all kneel for a prayer before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Thank you, dear Jesus, for waking us up this morning and for giving us the opportunity to enter into your Sabbath rest. Thank you for keeping us safe from all dangers of the past week, dear Father God, those seen and those unseen. Thank you for being a merciful God, a loving God, a forgiving God, a God of love. I pray, Lord, that you forgive our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body that is not of you. I pray that you would help us to have a spiritual discernment so we can recognize them and give them to you, dear Father God, I pray. And to be truly repentant of sin, dear Father God, so that we could do it no more. Lord, I pray that you open up our hearts well and let your word of truth be planted on good soil today, dear Father God, that we may learn and understand the word and live the word, dear Father God, I pray. Help us not just to be sayers of the word, but doers of it, dear Father God, and embody it. So, Lord, I pray that you give us a spiritual understanding so that we can put forth the word of truth. Please bless the speakers as they deliver your words of truth today and continue to be with us all. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in no other name than your Son, Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed. We have opening scripture, and the scripture is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 24, from the King James Version, and it reads, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part two in our lesson entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our study book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you had he quickened, who were dead in trespass and sin. John chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
John 5, 9. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. John 5, 10. The Jews before said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed.
John 5:11. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. John 5:12. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk?
John chapter 5, verse 13. And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. John chapter 5, verse 14. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. Amen.
Amen. Well done. Can you all hear me?
Hello?
Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 203 to 204. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. We are reading from Desire Ages. We are in page 203. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire Ages, page 203. Though the same faith we may receive spiritual healing, by the sin we have been served from the life of God. Our souls are pleased. Of ourselves, we are no more capable of living a holy life than was the important man capable of walking. There are many who realize their helplessness and who are longing for the spiritual life which will bring them into harmony with God. They are vainly striving to obtain it. In despair, they cry, O wicked man that I am.
Desire of Ages, page 203. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Romans chapter 7, 24. Margin. Let these desponding, struggling ones look up. The Savior is bending over the purchase of his blood, saying with inexpressible tenderness and pity, Wilt thou be made whole? He bids you arise in health and peace. Do not wait to feel that you are made whole. Believe his word, and it will be fulfilled. And on the slide with the pictures there, it says, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And it shows the blood of Jesus that was shed for our sins. Put your will on the side of Christ. Will to serve him, and in acting upon his word, you will receive strength, and amen, that is so true. Whatever may be the evil practice, the master passion, which through long indulgence bind both soul and body, Christ is able and longs to deliver. He will impart life to the soul that is dead in trespasses, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. He will set free the captive that is held by weakness and misfortune and the chains of sin. This is Desire of Ages, page 203, paragraph 2. And on the slide it says, Lord, I bring you my burdens and you know my situation. You know I can't make it without you. Comfort my heart, give me strength, and help me to carry on. Amen. And it shows there also a picture of Christ setting the captives free. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed, my sister. Question, boys and girls. What has sin severed from us, and what should we do, and it will be fulfilled? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is the life of God, and believe his word. Put your will on the side of Christ. Will to serve him, and acting upon his word, you will receive strength.
Well done. I have another question, boys and girls. What does Christ long for and is able to do? And from what does he set the captive free? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little one.
The answer is, he longs to deliver. He will impart life to the soul that is dead, its trespasses, and he will set free the captive that is held by weakness and misfortune and the chains of sin.
Amen. So let's learn a scripture song together, dear ones. The title of the scripture song is called Arise and Shine. And our dear sister Karina will be the one sharing the song in the room for us. Bye-bye.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is written upon thee. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is written upon thee, is written upon thee.
Amen. That scripture song was taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 1 from the King James Version. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Bobola.
Have a blessing, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 203. The restorer paratictic stool to take off his bed, which was only a rug and a blanket, as he straightened himself again with a sense of delight. He looked around for his deliverer. But Jesus was lost in the crowd. The man feared that he would not know him if he should see him again. As he hurried on his way with firm, free step, praising God and rejoicing in his newfound strength, he met several of the Pharisees and immediately told them of his cure. He was surprised at the coldness with which they listened to his story. Desire Ages 203, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What did the man fear after being restored as he looked around for his deliverer? And who did he meet as he hurried on his way, praising God, rejoicing his newfound strength? And at what was he surprised after sharing with them? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is that he would not know him if he should see him again. And he met several of the Pharisees. He was surprised at the coldness with which they listened to his story.
Desire in this page 103. With lowering brows, they interrupted him, asking why he was carrying his bed on the Sabbath day. They sternly reminded him that it was not lawful to bear burdens on the Lord's day. And in his joy, the man had forgotten that it was the Sabbath, yet he felt no condemnation for obeying the command of God, who has such power from God. He answered boldly, "He that made me whole the same said to me, take up thy bed and walk."
Desire of Ages, page 203. They asked who it was that had done this, but he could not tell. These rulers knew well that only one had shown himself able to perform this miracle, but they wished for direct proof that it was Jesus, that they might condemn him as a Sabbath breaker. In their judgment, he had not only broken the law in healing the sick man on the Sabbath, but had committed sacrilege in biding him to bear away his bed. Desire of Ages, page 203, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. Question, boys and girls, why did he not feel any condemnation for obeying the commandments of Christ for carrying his bed on the Sabbath day? And what was the Pharisees' judgment of Christ in healing the sick man on the Sabbath? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the command of one who had such power from God. And in their judgment, he had not only broken the law in healing the sick man on the Sabbath, but he committed sacrilege in inviting him there all in his bed.
Divide the mistakes, 204. The Jews had so perverted the law that they made it a yoke of bondage. Their meaningless requirements had become a byword among other nations, especially with the Sabbath hedged in by all manner of census restrictions. It was not to them a delight, the holy of the Lord and honorable. The scribes and Pharisees had made its observance an intolerable burden. A Jew was not allowed to kindle a fire nor even a light to light a candle on the Sabbath. As a consequence, the people were dependent upon the Gentiles for many services which their rules forbade them to do for themselves. They did not reflect that if these acts were sinful, those who employed others to perform them were as guilty as if they had done the work themselves. They thought that salvation was restricted to the Jews and that the condition of all others, being already hopeless, could be made no worse. But God has given no commandments which cannot be obeyed by all. His laws tend to mention no unreasonable or selfish restrictions.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. Why did the Jews make the law to become both to themselves and among the nations? And who were the ones that had made the Sabbath observant an intolerable burden? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they made it yoke of bondage. This meaningless requirement had been a byword among other nations, especially was the Sabbath hedged in by all manner of senseless restrictions, like not allowed to kindle a fire nor even to light a candle on the Sabbath, and the scribes and Pharisees.
Amen. So let us learn a beautiful hymn that we can learn the beauty of what the Sabbath of the Lord is. The title of this hymn is called We Love Thy Sabbath, Lord. Together, dear one. And it's going to be shared with us by Brother Joshua.
We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship at thy will. Oh, may these hours we peace afford, and deeper faith instill. Thine angels send for joy, creation's work to see. We to this day will raise our heart in grateful praise to thee. Grace for thy wondrous love that sealed this sacred day. A sign that all may understand we own thy sovereign sway. O great creator King, though thy redeeming grace renew and sanctify our heart, that we may see thy face. And with the wild will dawn, our pomp of Zion be, and joyful sing our Sabbath song, you all eternity.
Amen. So, dear little ones, remember that the Sabbath day that the Lord has given us is part of the Decalogue, or what we call the heart of the Ten Commandments. What the Sabbath day was done? To sanctify us, renew us, that we may be able to have a communion with the heavenly host, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We must sanctify ourselves that we may go before the Savior, that we may have true communion. Remember His creation and all the wonderful things that He has done, not only through the week, but to prepare us for the week ahead. So all of those rites and ceremonies that was done was always taking part of removing what they needed to have and that was the communion with the Savior. So we have come to the ending of the first part of children's Sabbath school lesson, and now gather all around those little ones because it's story time, and it's going to be shared by our dear Brother Ray. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all His precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God.
Okay, story time. Your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. Isn't that nice? In no time, what we're going to need, we have all this. That's Matthew 6:8. If God, the divine artist, an artist is someone who makes things or paints pictures, pretty pictures. God, the divine artist, gives to the simple flowers that perish or die in a day their delicate and varied colors. How much greater care will He have for those who are created in His own image? If men love and obey God and do their part, God will provide for all their needs. No man can add one cubit to his stature, no matter how solicitous he may be to do so. In other words, a cubit is something they used in Israel to measure. We use a foot here. Well, a cubit's about a foot and a half. And can't add anything to your stature. Do you know what stature means? That's the word used in the Bible for height. That is how tall you are. And you can't become taller just by wishing. It is no less unreasonable to be troubled about tomorrow and its needs. Do your duty and trust in God, for He knows what things you have need of. He watches over us with more tenderness than does a mother over an afflicted child or a sick child. God is a friend in perplexity and affliction. That means He's our friend even when we're in trouble. He's a protector in distress, a preserver in a thousand dangers that are unseen to us. That means He keeps us safe in all kinds of dangers. And He kept us safe yesterday, I'll tell you. We saw an accident right ahead of us, and we were not in it. We praise God for that. God dwells in every abode. Boys and girls, do you know what an abode is? It's our homes. He hears every word that is spoken. He listens to every prayer that is offered. He tastes the sorrows and disappointments of every soul. In other words, He knows them. He regards, that means He sees and cares about, the treatment that is given to father, mother, brother, sister, friend, and neighbor. He cares for our necessities, and His love and mercy and His love and mercy and His grace are continually following to satisfy our needs. In His care, we may safely rest. God helps the feeble. The feeble are weak people or old people, maybe sick people, and strengthens those who have no strength. In the fields or places where the trials and conflict and poverty are the greatest, God's workmen must have increased protection. To those laboring in the heat of the conflict, you know what a conflict is? It's where battles are fought and won or lost. To those laboring in the heat of the conflict, God says, "The Lord is thy shade on thy right hand." He will protect us from our enemy, Satan. Our Lord adapts Himself to our special needs. That means He helps each one of us according to our needs. He is a shade on the right hand. He walks close by our side, ready to supply our necessities. He comes very near to those who are engaged in willing service for Him. He knows everyone by name. Oh, what assurance we have of the tender love of Christ. You know what assurance means? It means you are sure of something, or you know it for sure. Your Father knoweth what things you need before you ask him. Matthew 6:8.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So little ones, you have a personal Savior that knows every little thing about you, all your weakness, your sorrows, and all your troubles in heart. So now you can go boldly to the throne of grace, and you can open up your heart to your Savior, for he is truly acquainted with all our ways. We would like to thank all the dear families that participated today in our Children's Sabbath School lesson. We have come to the ending of our lesson. Next week, we will continue with part 3 of the study entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our lesson book, Desire Ages. We would like to ask any one of the dear ones, little ones, mommies or daddies, who would like to have a word in prayer. Bubba love.
Father, I thank Christ for having a special day. I thank Christ for with such a smile and love for this beautiful simple time. Let us go to this day like a long and careful surgeon. I pray this simple one may be able to change from our way of going through. Let us be able to be love one another and love one another. And let us be able to be show mercy and compassion. Bless us and keep us safe where we may be, whether we be traveling, you know, at home, or wherever we may be. Bless us to be sharing the gospel with others who still need to understand, and that they may be able to change in their simple hearts and to turn to you. This is my family's best hope.
Amen. So next Sabbath, and that will be held November 8, 2014, we will continue with part 3 of our study, Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our chapter 21. We have created Children's Sabbath School activity for the children to continue having a blessed Sabbath, being acquainted with all the words that have been used, and I hope and pray that all of you were blessed. But just a reminder of the study that we learned today, believe in yourself is not what faith is all about. Believe in the word of Christ and the promise that he has given for our redemption. It is what we must do. God bless everyone.